Cuban forces open fire on U.S. vessel, killing 4, injuring 6, and sparking fears of a Trump response. The Cuban military has opened fire on an American vessel, killing 4 people and injuring 6. The incident has raised concern that Donald Trump could launch an attack on the island. Cuba's Interior Ministry, known as MININT, said today, February 25, that a U.S. speedboat, Florida registration number FL7726, was detected within 1 nautical mile northeast of the El Pino Channel, in Cayo Falcón's Coralillo Municipality, in Villa Clara. According to the official statement, a confrontation began when the violating vessel fired on Cuban border guards. The commander of the Cuban patrol was injured, after a unit of the border guard troops approached the boat to identify it. MININT's statement continued, the offending boat opened fire against the Cuban personnel, injuring the commander of the Cuban vessel. As a result of the confrontation, at the time of this report, on the foreign side, 4 aggressors were killed, and 6 were injured. Those injured were evacuated and received medical assistance. A U.S. official said the firefight involved a civilian boat, part of a flotilla attempting to bring relatives out of Cuba. The vessel was not part of the U.S. Navy or the Coast Guard, according to the New York Times. The Cuban Interior Ministry also stated, Cuba reaffirms its commitment to protecting its territorial waters, based on the principle that national defense is a fundamental pillar of the Cuban state, in order to protect its sovereignty and stability in the region. Investigations are continuing by the competent authorities to fully clarify the facts. Carlos Jimenez, the U.S. representative for Florida, said on X, the dictatorship in Cuba has just attacked a boat from Florida and murdered those on board. He added, this regime must be relegated to the dustbin of history, and he is calling for an immediate investigation into what he called a massacre. The attack has sparked fears that Donald Trump could take action against Cuba. One poster on X wrote, Trump preparing the invasion of Cuba. The firefight comes amid heightened tensions between the United States and the communist island, which lies just 100 miles, about 160 kilometers, across the Florida Straits, according to AFP. This incident occurred as Washington softened its virtual oil siege of Cuba, a blockade imposed by President Donald Trump in January, following the U.S. ouster of top Cuba ally Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela. Before Maduro's capture by U.S. forces on January 3, Cuba had relied on Venezuela for about half of its fuel needs. Faced with an outcry from Caribbean leaders, who feared that starving Cuba of oil would cause the economy to collapse quickly, Washington said it would allow shipments of Venezuelan oil for commercial and humanitarian use. Investigations into the deadly confrontation continue.